sisters, and they have no accent whatsoever.
He doesn't have... Can you hear an accent?
Well, now, Mike has an accent, but it's not in a European accent to me, like mm-hmm. his mother and brother have. It's more like... Okay, a lot of people will think he's from New York or someplace. But,
he just doesn't sound like he's quite from around here.
No, and he has a real deep voice. I mean, he has a pretty individual voice anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, he just sounds like Mike.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the, like, a German accent or something.
Well, that's the only reason I was,
Right, but... Right, but just that much, but if you could just, I guess, just leave every single thing out except that my husband came here, you know, when he was 12, and
okay.
If you don't mind, that was his wish.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I think that the tape should just run out, so could you repeat about the berries?
Okay, where should I start?
Well, the red berries.
Oh, strawberries.
Okay.
And then you think raspberries.
Mhm. And that big tree with the white.
Oh yeah, magnolia.
And if you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you tell someone. You better not eat those. They might be.
It might be poisonous.
And what different bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
There's a plant, I can't think of the name of it right now, it grows close to here. I'm just blank. I cannot wait a minute. No, I just can't get it, but it'll... Wait a minute, wild bull nettle is the name of it. Bull nettle.
What about something called poison?
Oh, like poison oak or poison ivy.
How can you tell the difference between those two?
I don't know.
how can you recognize them when you see them?
You can, but I just can't remember how you do it.
Do they have a certain number of leaves? Or?
Yeah, they do, but I don't know what they are.
What about a bush that... The leaves turn bright red in the fall. It has little clusters of berries on it. Sort of dark berries.
A bush?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of sumac or shumac? And what about flowering bushes that grow around here? Got pink and white flowers on it.
Pink and white?
Mm-hmm.
A bush? I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel or rhododendron?
Yeah, I've heard of mountain laurel and rhododendron, but I can't really picture it in my mind right now what you're talking about.
You've just heard those?
Yeah, and I'm sure I've seen it and just didn't realize the name of it.
Mm-hmm. And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he'd say, I have to ask.
I don't know what he'd
say. Talking about her. I have to ask.
Oh, I'd have to ask my wife.
And any joking ways they'd refer to each other? Or old-fashioned ways?
Well, some people, which I don't like, say my old lady or my old man.
Mm-hmm. How does that sound to you?
I don't like it.
Does it sound... crude or something?
Yeah, I guess it does. It just sounds crude. I don't like it. It sounds too slangy to me.
Mm-hmm. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
What if he just left her? Then she'd be